3 o'clock wrong. Yeah, I did pay up. Ireland Dancing
you did.
Is a.
I'm proud of you.
I retweeted, by the way, at Venice Mace, M-A-S-E. John Ireland's dancing is extraordinarily goofy. It's a goofy dance.
Well, that's what
bouncing
you were going
around.
For,
who are
right?
you dancing with?
What's that?
Who are you dancing with?
I was just dancing with the people that were dancing on the court. I don't know who where they were from or who they were. It was some dance team.
Yeah, very goofy.
I invited myself. I did not ask permission.
It was worth every penny to see you embarrass yourself in
Excellent.
That way. All right, International Dance Day. Remember, mark it on your calendars for next year. We will do the exact same bit. We'll do the same bit.
Yeah,
all right, so LeBron James reportedly returning tonight. Now, John, you've got the latest. Woj said he was questionable. What did Sham say?
Sham says that he is expected to play unless something goes wrong in warm-ups. So
wow.
I think he's going to warm up, and if his ankle is still stable and feels good, he's playing.
Which is unbelievably good news. It basically gives the Lakers...
absolute game changer.
10 games to get to tune up for the postseason. They will lock in. I think they will lock in as the fifth seed with LeBron back. I don't think they can catch Denver, but I think they'll be the fifth seed. And I don't think they'll be on the same side of the bracket as the Clippers.
No, and as a matter of fact, Mace, tonight, significant game. Let me get this right. I think it's
Phoenix, Utah for first place.
In Phoenix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so that could, you know, that would obviously change. And no Donovan Mitchell for Utah. Starts at 7 o'clock our time. Utah's 45-17. Phoenix is 44-18.
Why is Chris Paul not getting MVP consideration?
He is now.
Yeah, I mean, he really should be. I mean, especially if they get the number one seed. He is, and his numbers don't necessarily match up. I think he's scoring 16 points a game and 9 assists, 16 and 10 assists maybe, something like that. But, I mean, that's basically you added Chris Paul to Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, and look what has happened. Chris Paul has been the difference maker there.
Matter
he deserves
fact, I think
MVP consideration.
Michael's going to do a thing on the pregame show tonight. He was asking me about it the other day, saying if you had to pick your all-NBA teams,
yeah,
but you weren't allowed to pick people who had missed double-digit games.
Yeah.
Okay? So that means Giannis out, LeBron out.
AD out.
Kyrie out, Durant yep. out.
Harden out.
Yeah, I think Chris Paul becomes the, you know, Steph would be one all-NBA first-team guard.
Sure.
Maybe CP3's the other one.
And everybody's still on Jokic for MVP.
Yep.
Yep.
Because Denver has not dropped since Jamal Murray went down. And by
right.
the way, we get Denver Lakers at Staples on Monday.
Mm.
So that's coming up around the corner.
Dodgers, meanwhile, have lost 8 of 11. They are really, really scuffling right now. And if you look at there's definitely offensive total outage. Dodgers fall to second place now in the West after that loss yesterday, 2-1 loss in Milwaukee. Dodgers have a 2-game lead over San Diego. So it's San Francisco first, Dodgers half game back, then The Padres are 2 games behind the Dodgers. Dodgers lost 8 of 11. They're batting .239 as a team. They're 11th in home runs. They're 9th in slugging percentage. And during this 11 games, this disastrous 11 games, they're hitting .193 with a .319 slugging percentage and a .310 OPS. They're averaging 3.4 runs a game. And look no further than Mookie Betts, who during this 11-game slump is batting .209 with a .302 OPS. He's got 3 RBIs. Now, I will say this for Mookie. They're getting no production from 6, 7, 8 in the lineup. That means nobody is on base necessarily when Mookie comes to the plate, so he doesn't necessarily have guys to drive in, but still, he's not right at this point. He's not right.
And no Bellinger in the lineup, so if you want to, you can pitch around Mookie. Seager hits behind him, right?
Yeah, Seager's right there.
So it's Mookie, Seager, Turner right now, and then Bellinger would normally hit fourth.
And McKinstry would be in the lineup too.
Yeah, they've got to get some guys back. But I just wonder if there's anything. You know, so many people told them that they were going to be the greatest team ever. We've had people come on this show and predict they're going to win 120 games. I wonder if that goes to your head and you don't play with the urgency that you would have if nobody's telling you how great you are?
It's a good question. 877-710-ESPN. Did it go to their heads? Because we all, like I remember Bill Plaschke on here, our friend from the LA Times, saying, you know, 100 and break the all-time record for wins.
Jim Bowden, too.
Jim Bowden said exactly the same thing. You're right. And now they're scuffling a little bit. 877-710-ESPN. What's wrong? This is from Edward Hoffman. Baseball requires control and balance and must be played with intensity and focus. Dodgers are having issues translating the bridge, playing with intensity and emotion. That's the difference between trying for your first championship and repeating. So he's saying they're too emotional and too intense to be successful at this moment. I'm not sure. Does that make sense?
Maybe. I mean, they should be way better. They're in second place now behind the Giants. I didn't think the Dodgers should be in second place at all this year.
No, I mean, I've been saying they're going to run away with the division by 10 games. Matt Wendell writes, longtime listener, love the show. You asked if it was a World Series hangover. Absolutely not. Not in a 60-game season. I'd buy your theory if they had won it in a full season. Also, maybe some of these players just aren't as great as you think they are. Mookie, great defender. But has he ever really been consistent on a year-to-year basis offensively?
Yeah.
You keep saying, oh, we should have kept this guy and this guy, but the reality is you're not going to be able to retain everyone. I was saying earlier, it's a different team if you keep Jock Peterson and you keep Kike Hernandez. And if you're over the luxury tax threshold, just go all the way.
Yeah, maybe
Kike went to Boston and Jock went to the Cubs.
But McKinstry has been a suitable fill-in for Kike.
Yes.
And the outfielders aren't hitting yet. So I'm not sure Jock could have said, how's Jock doing? Where is Jock now?
Jock's with the Cubs and Kike is with Boston. I don't know exactly how he's doing. He's probably hitting 240 with six home runs. That's my guess.
Yeah, that's always his MO.
It's probably a pretty good estimate for Jock. Here is Dave Roberts on the offensive struggles for this Dodgers team.
We compete, we play every pitch, and ideally, you like to get those get that leadoff guy on base, but we do extend innings with two outs, which is a good thing. And it's just still hard in this league to string three hits together. So when you get that leadoff guy on to create stress earlier, better chance to produce runs. But again, we're a good offensive ball club. We just, you know, tonight we just couldn't put enough hits together.
Yeah, and what he said is really interesting. They hit well with two outs. So they often leave a runner at first or a runner at second with two outs because they don't start the rally early enough. Here's Justin Turner on how the team will break out of this slump.
Bad luck is definitely in there, and you know, hitting a lot of balls hard and not getting rewarded for it, which, you know, makes it tough to you know, feel confident, right? You take a good at bat and you hit a ball hard, and when you don't get rewarded, it's frustrating, and that can fester a little bit, and you know, then you go out there the next time and maybe try to do a little more, which, you know, isn't a great recipe.
Yeah, I mean, you start pressing at some point. I think they're pressing right now. They'll try to shake out of it tonight in Milwaukee, this weekend in Milwaukee. It's a bullpen game, which I can't quite figure out. You know, why you go to a bullpen game when you've got this great five-man starting rotation. It should have been Dustin May today. It would have been his turn in the lineup. He's going to pitch tomorrow, and then Julio Urias is going to pitch on Sunday. So, but a bullpen game today, which I don't understand why they're going to a bullpen game. Doesn't make sense.
Unless they're going to take one of those two guys you mentioned, May or Urias, and stick them in the bullpen.
But then who do they move to the rotation? They just go bullpen game every 5 days?
No. They put David Price in there when he gets back. He's only on the 10-day DL.
Yeah. Let me see here. There was something that popped up from Bill Plunkett. Dodgers are expanding seating for fully vaccinated fans. All nine games on the next homestand, May 11th through 20, will feature sections for vaccinated fans located on the right field side of the loge and the reserve levels. Vaccinated sections come with a 20% discount.
No kid. More reasons to get vaccinated.
Yeah, yeah. Dave Roberts says today was a scheduled day off for Mookie Betts, who's not in the lineup. Wanted to give him a break during this run of 14 consecutive days with games. Not a reaction to his
current
7-for-36 slide.
That may be your answer as to why they're doing a bullpen game. If there's 14 consecutive games of days maybe there just isn't enough rest to get everybody their full 4-day rest.
Yeah, that could totally be. They could be coming too fast. Who is it? Cassie on the line? Is that what you said, Jorge? Peter on the line. Peter, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Good.
Peter, what's going on, man?
You guys, well, not you, Ireland, but Mason, you're worrying too much. These guys are fine. They're defending champions. It comes with it. Everyone brings their A game to face the Dodgers. Same as the Lakers. Everyone wants to beat the champions. So, you know, you got to take that into account. It's a long season. It's barely April. We're one game out of first place, and we're playing bad. Most teams would be thrilled with those kind of results.
But
would
you no
not
longer
agree?
Think you no longer think this team is going to win 116 games, do you?
I never cared for that. At the end of the day, they could win 90 games, but if they win the World Series, that's what we're going to remember. Not
right. Peter. Well, I think most I think most people are with you on that. Yeah, I don't think anybody cares how many games they win.
Yeah, exactly. Look what happened in 2017. They were slumping in the beginning of the year, and then they went on that hot streak of like 30 games where they lost like one game, or like 50 games where they lost two games.
Okay, let me ask you a serious question here, Peter. Serious question.
Ask away.
Do you think it's possible that this is the curse of Farmer John?
Oh, please.
The fact that they're not serving Farmer John hot dogs as Dodger dogs anymore, they have hit the skids ever since we found that out. What do you think?
I disagree with you, and I agree with Ireland.
Where do you stand on Farmer John hot dogs?
No one cares who makes the hot dogs.
Of course they do. Farmer John.
I'm a local kid. I grew up in L.A., love the Dodgers, so I've known the struggle of all the Dodgers and all the heartbreaks and how hard it is to be a Dodger fan. And I love the stadium. It's kind of like a home away from home. And I hate to say it, but the Dodger dog is a little overrated.
Get out of here.
Hey, Mace.
I told you that, Mace.
No!
Mason, here's a question for you.
Yes.
Who makes the hot dogs at Staples Center for the Laker, Clipper, and Kings games?
They're not known for it. There's not such a thing as a Lakers dog. They're just hot dogs.
Right.
Laker Lynx.
This is a Dodger dog.
Yeah. Who cares?
It's important. A Dodger dog is part of the Dodger experience.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Contract ran out 2 years ago, and you didn't even notice.
Yeah, curse of Farmer John, I'm telling you.
There
it's
is
happening.
No curse of Farmer John.
Curse of Farmer John.
Food's better at Petco Park anyway.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Petco Park is a spectacular place.
But so have good. You been to, I mean, they've got like fancy restaurants at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, but who can get a nose?
Anybody. They've turned center field into like a lounge.
No, don't you have to have like a VIP pass?
You have to pay to get into those clubs.
Mr. Elitist, Mr. 1%.
I'm not Mr. Elitist. I just wandered into it while I was at a Dodger game. I didn't have to pay an admission to get into the center field.
Well, you're Steve Mason. Everybody knows you.
Oh, come on. No,
yeah,
everybody knows
that you refuse to wear a credential. You just go wherever you want. Don't you know who I am?
Curse of Farmer John. I'm telling you, it is
credential?
Real.
I'm Steve Mason.
There you
I
go.
Don't need no stinking credential.
Oh, look at John. He's always big on the credentials. You need a credential to get in here.
Mr. John.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kareem. Mr. Abdul-Jabbar. You'll need a credential to get into this game.
He does need a credential. Kareem just can't walk in anywhere. He needs tickets.
He is Kareem.
No, he can walk into Staples Center.
Want
to bet?
Yes.
Ask Michael Roth what would happen to Kareem if he walked in with no ticket.
He's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Michael Roth will wave him in.
He's the leading scorer in the history of that game.
Oh, yeah. He'll wave Magic and Kareem in. You'll tell the Redcoats part like the Red Sea.
Yes.
That's right.
Completely agree. All right. Coming up next for you, something is making a comeback that is really ridiculous. I can't stand it.
And I got Game of Games today.
Oh, and Michael.
Very exciting. It's worth two.
That's right.
All right. It is Big Friday. Excited about that. Excited about the weekend, John. I told you once we got our two shots, we were going to go crazy. Tomorrow, baby shower, which we are required to attend. It's Juan's friend.
A gift and RSVP.
Do guys have to go to baby showers? Is that part of the deal, or is it normally like all the women go?
If it's your baby, you have to be there. I had to be there for mine. Yeah.
If it's your baby, but this is not my baby. I don't like these people particularly.
Who says men have to be at the baby shower? That's not true, Jorge.
I was there. I had to help
Jorge,
set up and
soft,
everything.
You're soft, man.
Yeah, you can set up and once set up and then leave.
My boys came out, man. Like, yeah, we'll support you, dude. All right, cool.
Yeah, but you stuck around for the whole thing. You sat there and looked at all the little doilies.
I had to clean up afterwards.
Looked at all the little doilies.
Yeah, come on.
Michael.
I didn't play the games, though. I didn't partake in the games.
We're having a baby shower at our house next week, and my wife told me to get out.
Hey, Michael, you want to come watch TV at my house? You're more than welcome.
Yeah. John, tomorrow night, party in West Hollywood?
Really? You're already going to parties?
Sunday night, concert at SoFi, the Vax Live concert with J-Lo and Foo Fighters and those guys. Big
Michael
weekend.
Michael and I have 3 Laker games in the next 4 nights.
Uh-huh. Tonight, oh, really?
Sunday and Monday, and it looks like we're getting LeBron for all of
them. Yeah, those are great. Those are great. Who are the opponents? I know it's Sacramento tonight. Who's next?
Toronto on Sunday, and then Denver on Monday.
Denver, big one.
And then after
big
that,
one.
Clippers.
And by the way, you know, this is all, I was going to say this, this is all sort of the beginning of the Summer of Mace, which concludes with
again.
A gigantic party at my house featuring Michael Thompson.
Man, you ain't got no food there.
I'm going to get food just for you. I'm going to order whatever you want. It's going to be Camus on the house.
Yeah.
Anything to get Michael there.
Yeah, I will attend if Michael attends.
Yeah. You got to show me the food laid out. I ain't coming up here for no Ritz crackers.
Ireland, you haven't missed one of my parties.
I know, but I want to pressure Michael into attending.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Michael, we need you.
I'll bring the ceviche.
Ah, nice. Yeah. Jorge's bringing ceviche.
Jorge's going?
Yeah, I'll bring ceviche.
Was at the last one.
Oh, Jorge, he only wants you to come over there so you can help set up.
Oh, no way. No, this is not Brenda's baby shower.
I'll send the gift.
I'll do the setup.
Events, Michael.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people, Brian Cranston was at the last one.
Wow. Nice, big time.
Yeah, it's a fun group. Plus, everybody we work with, it's going to be interesting because nobody's seen each other in a really long time. Has anybody said when we might get back to the studios
July.
And do our show the normal way?
July.
Is Amanda going to be there?
Yeah, Amanda normally comes.
Mm-hmm. Amanda comes for sure. All right,
yeah,
so
they're targeting July, no guarantees.
Okay, do you guys know what Crocs are?
Oh, yeah, those are like shoes, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those weird plastic shoes that people wear.
Rubber.
So they are making a comeback in a huge way.
Like my Zubas?
Like your Zubas, yes. Justin Bieber has released his own line of Crocs, and they have sold out everywhere. Mm. And so as a way to get some product placement, he sent a pair of purple-colored Crocs embellished with cartoon animals to Victoria Beckham to wear. So she responded by posting them on her Instagram with a poll asking whether she should wear them or not. When the results came in, she let her real unsurprising opinion be known. Not on her life would she wear those shoes. The no option won by a 57% mark. I just think Crocs are, they're kind of disgusting, I think.
Why?
Because it's you're kind of open shoes, but you're not completely open shoes, and you're walking around in what feels like plastic. It's rubber, really. I just don't get the Crocs thing.
I've never owned a pair of Crocs, but I don't object to them.
I don't think there's anything manly about wearing Crocs.
Like maybe a man bun kind of guy.
Have you ever seen a real man wear Crocs?
No, I can't say I have.
What are you saying, Justin Bieber's not a real man?
Well, I'm just saying, no, it's his line. I don't know if he's wearing.
What do you have against the Biebs?
Yeah, no, officially, real men don't wear Crocs. That's official. Something your mom wears in the garden.
Yeah, I wouldn't wear them. I'd rather have flip-flops.
Yeah, flip-flops I'm all about. I'm all about. Mm-hmm. By the way, the poll, you asked me to put up a poll,
yeah.
Michael.
Who would give up a beautiful life on Earth to go live on dusty, old, radiation-filled Mars?
So here's the way, I didn't phrase it that way, but here's the way I phrased it. Would you risk your life by trying to go to Mars on a SpaceX rocket? And
let me guess. I'm
going to
guess 90% of people says no, 10% says yes.
26% say sign me up.
Oh.
Dope. There's a significant number of people, adventurous people.
They must have miserable lives here on Earth.
No, they're looking at making history.
I'm adventurous. I'm going to do an adventure at Terranea.
Yeah, go tour the Grand Canyon. Hike the Grand Canyon if you're adventurous.
Michael, who just passed away this week?
Island in Hawaii.
Who passed away this week?
What space adventurer?
Oh, Michael Collins, the
Apollo
13.
Wouldn't you have liked to have been Michael Collins and gone around to the dark side of the moon?
Yeah, that's a two-week trip. Of course, I'm not going to go a one-way trip to Mars.
Would you want to go to the space station?
Oh, yeah. But that's dangerous, too.
That is dangerous, but you chances are going to come back alive. Nobody's died on the space station, I don't think.
Yeah, no. But of course,
I would do that in a second.
Yeah, We've had astronauts die going to space and coming back, of course. But yeah, that's different than going to Mars and being stuck on a dusty, dry planet with no water. That makes no sense.
I'm all about adventure. Like I always say, I'll try anything once.
But
I've tried most things once.
But what are you going to do once you get there, Mace?
I'm gonna IG everybody. I'm gonna send out Instagram pictures.
There's Wi-Fi. I'm gonna be IG sending. Mars.
Look at me. I'm with the rover.
The helicopter's
flying over my head.
You probably do have the internet up there, Ireland, but you got to wait 20 minutes for a response every time.
What good is that?
Yeah, you can wait. You can wait.
Why 20 minutes though?
Because how long it takes for the signals to travel from between Earth and Mars?
I don't know. What do you say?
It
20
is.
Minutes?
Yeah, 20 minutes. That's how long it takes.
I can live with that. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up next for you, big week next week for ESPN. Two really special broadcasts of games. I'll explain what they are coming up next. By the way, you can always reach the show, 877-710-ESPN. You can tweet us at Venice Mace, at LA Ireland. You can IG me at Venice Mace. You can email us, venicemace@gmail.com. Lots of ways to reach the show. Mace in Ireland, 710 ESPN. So here's a little nugget. We've been talking about the Dodgers bullpen, and of course, lost the Corey Knebel for a couple of months because of a strained lat, which is just deadly for a pitcher. Joe Kelly, who we've been waiting to see, has come out today and revealed the undisclosed health issue he's been dealing with. He says he's got a massive cyst on a nerve in his shoulder. He says, quote, "It felt like fire ants were eating my arm from the inside out." So no word on when he will be back. He's apparently progressing, but that sounds awful, a massive cyst on a nerve in his shoulder.
Yeah, does that sound like anytime soon?
Yeah. So we're going to have to get by with Victor Gonzalez and Kenley and Blake Treinen. Those are the three guys I trust. I don't know if I trust anybody else in that bullpen. Who do you trust?
Probably Kenley more than anybody. But I'm not sure. You know, I don't have 100% trust in Kenley. That's why I want to move Urias to the bullpen. I think that's the answer.
Yeah, I think
I trust him.
Yeah, I think that would be a mistake. You know, I think right now I don't feel good with Dennis Santana in the game. Don't feel good with Jimmy Nelson in the game. Joe Kelly's out. Brusdar Graterol went back on the IL. We're really down to Jimmy Nelson. I trust Scott Alexander. The ones I trust are Scott Alexander, Victor Gonzalez, Blake Treinen, and Kenley if it's a save situation. Those are the four that I trust. Anybody else, I'm cringing. I'm cringing if they're on the mound. All right, so I wanted to get to this. I wanted to get to this. So, John, you know what's happening on May the 3rd with the broadcast between the Warriors and Pelicans on ESPN?
Is that the Marvel broadcast?
Yeah, this is the Marvel broadcast. Okay. It's a Marvel-themed telecast entitled Arena of Heroes. This will be next, is it Wednesday? May the 3rd. Is it Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday. You tell me.
I'm looking.
Okay. So they will.
Monday.
Monday. Okay, so characters including Black Panther, Iron Man, Captain Marvel will be incorporated. Broadcasters will call the games in a Marvel-themed studio. Disney and ESPN, of course, Disney owns ESPN and Marvel. That's why they're able to do this. But all of the favorite Marvel figures are expected to show up and be part of this. It's a little bit like when Nickelodeon did the Super Bowl and did some NFL playoff games for kids on their channel. This won't be the main broadcast, but you'll be able to watch the Marvel version of that game. Now, John, you know what May the 4th is?
Star Wars. May the 4th be with you.
Correct. Star Wars Day. And so Disney and ESPN are going to do a Star Wars-themed Major League Baseball broadcast on
Tuesday.
which is May the 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. And they will do a special broadcast, which includes Carl Ravitch dressed up as Luke Skywalker.
No way.
Yes. Tim Kirkjian dressed up
punked.
As Yoda.
Oh,
Tim Kirkjian is not dressing up like Yoda.
Eduardo Perez as Poe Dameron.
Oh, great.
And Ravitch and Kirkjian will be in ESPN's Bristol, Connecticut studios. Perez will be at his home in Miami. Yeah, no, I think this is totally legit, John. And then there'll be Star Wars music and characters and all of a sudden
right,
going in and out of broadcast.
You, Steve Mason, ESPN LA radio host, are reporting that Tim Kirkjian is going to dress up like Yoda
correct.
For a baseball broadcast on next Thursday.
Yes, I am reporting that.
Okay.
I have that cold, John.
Believe it when I see it.
I have that cold. I've got that story.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And by the way, that means that Scott Van Pelt is going to have fun making Tim Kirkjian laugh when he shows clips of him dressed up like Yoda for years to come.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening.
It's 100%. Where do you think I get the – you think I'm just making this up?
I think
up?
You've been punked.
I have not been punked. Somebody look this up. This
I'm
is
looking it up right now.
Happening.
Okay.
It's absolutely happening. I didn't make this
hey,
up.
Hey, which one of you guys ripped Ann Wilson?
That would be both.
We all did. We all
yeah,
did.
We all did.
A tweet from Scott Sterling. Ease up on the Ann Wilson slander. Backup heart singer? Even if you didn't like her rendition, it's so disrespectful of a genuine music legend pioneer.
Yeah, I agree. You don't like the song
thing,
These Dreams?
If she's, that's fine if she was a music legend, but that doesn't mean that she was the right choice to sing the national anthem in Cleveland on the opening night of the draft.
All I'm saying is check the calendar. It's 2021. It is not 1987 anymore.
Legends never die.
We've got to pull that audio now because I need to make a point, I feel like. I know that there wasn't, everyone was like cringing because first you had the kids who were really out of tune singing Raise Their Voices or what was the song called? I'm an idiot.
Lift every. We should know.
Looking
this.
It up. Looking it up.
Lift
yeah,
every
looking
voice.
It up as we speak.
Lift every voice.
Yes,
is
lift,
it
every,
lift
voice.
Every voice.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. Lift every.
So
voice.
Anyway, they started with like the kids, the children's choir singing that, which they were really, really out of tune, and it sounded like a, you know, like a technical issue. Can't fault them for that. Plus their kids. But then you went into the national anthem, and it was just like. It was bad. It was very bad.
I don't think it was as bad as you just sang.
Okay, then why did most of Twitter just want to shake their heads and wonder what the hell
everything.
Was going
they
on?
They criticized Fergie.
Twitter is not real life.
Yeah, Fergie was terrible,
Fergie was
Michael.
Class. She was sporty.
Oh, my
she
God.
Was
she was
spectacular.
Like, she was like
Marvin Gaye.
I don't know what she was
you
doing.
You had to be there, Mace. You weren't in the building. It was
I wasn't in the building. That's okay. I saw it, and it was awful.
Wait, you guys really think it was good?
Yeah, I thought it was.
Fergie was just misunderstood, Lindsay.
Yeah, I thought she was. She was being creative.
Hori's chewing it up. Let's relive the dramatic.
It was bad.
Dramatically awful performance.
That's what everybody said about Marvin Gaye after
that's right.
he sang the song.
Yeah.
And now it look
no,
at
no,
it.
No,
it's
no,
a
no,
legendary
no, no, no,
version.
No, 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 no.
How long ago did Fergie do the anthem?
Was that 17?
Three
okay,
years.
Okay, so
maybe?
five years, and we're still saying it's
18.
Bad.
It's 18.
Marvin Gaye. We knew it was a classic within 5 years.
Here's
Fergie
all right, now,
never
you,
be
you guys,
as a classic.
You guys be quiet and don't interrupt the brilliance that is Fergie's national anthem,
yeah.
In Adore. Yeah!
Hey, that listen, so, listen, listen to some
so
of these
bad.
Tweets.
Yeah.
This guy named Shooter McGavin, not the real one, tweeted out yesterday, Ann Wilson just made Fergie's national anthem sound good. Somebody else tweeted that Spider-Man meme where there's the two Spider-Mans pointing at each other, and it says Ann Wilson and Fergie pointing at who sang the national anthem worse.
All right, Lindsay, I want to ask you an honest question, okay? Will you promise you'll give me an honest answer?
Yeah.
Would you rather have heard Fergie sing the anthem or this anthem? Hit it, Jorge. All right, so what do you think, Lindsay? Fergie or that guy?
I think I'd probably rather listen to Fergie because at least she, you know, at least you could like make fun of her. Mace's isn't bad. I think it's actually pretty good, but it's just kind of average, you know?
Like it's average. That's thank you very much. That is exactly what I'm
going
for.
Fergie jazzed hers up, Mace. Anthem. That's all.
Fergie's is just a train wreck that you can't look away from.
Train wreck. Yeah. How dare
that
you?
Was a train wreck. That was a train wreck.
It was Marilyn Monroe-esque.
That's right.
We need to play Ann Wilson because she sounded like she was that was pretty bad.
That's the inflections in her voice, Mace.
Yes, it's the lounge ambiance.
Yes.
I appreciate Fergie's ingenuity and originality.
Yeah, so do I.
She took a chance and failed. I credit her for saying, hey, I'm going to do something different with the national anthem. Good for her that she tried. Just flopped. Just an absolute flop. Disaster. All right, coming up next week. Hey, it's Game of Games time.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. That's to right. Michael and I, that's treasure.
Exactly.
Treasure. All that's right. Right. Michael's got Game of Games coming up next. In the meantime, let's go to our 710 ESPN Mason and I.
Hey.
It is Game of Games time, and it's brought to you by Power Pro Plumbing and Heating. Powerful, professional, affordable. It's who they are. It is in their name. They are our plumber. They want to be yours, too. Call 1-800-584-4116 or visit powerproplumbing.com. The game today is Michael Thompson.
Yes. The month is almost over, so these things either happen in the month of April or they have an April tie to it. Your name is your buzzer. Answer in the form of Jeopardy. And we'll start off with giving George one, then we'll never hear from him again.
Wait a minute. Can we all,
settle
we
down.
All buzz in?
Yeah, you can all buzz in. Everybody, whoever has the answer.
Got it.
How do you say April in Spanish?
Jorge.
Abril. There you go.
I was on that.
I think Jorge got it.
It's your delay. It's your delay.
Yeah.
It's my delay.
This president was assassinated in April.
Ireland. Mason.
Ireland.
Who is Abraham Lincoln?
Yes. This earthquake destroyed this American city in the month.
Ireland.
Mason.
The San Francisco earthquake.
Yes.
No, he did not answer the form of a question.
What is Ireland? I got it.
I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him.
I got it. I switched the form.
You don't.
We'll allow him. We'll allow him one. We'll allow him one.
Okay. What, do you think Alex Trebek would allow him one?
Yeah, I think so.
He was a nice guy.
This ship sank in April.
Mason. What is the Titanic?
Yes.
It's the only ship anyone knows.
Exactly. A fire destroyed this.
Ireland.
Ireland.
What is Chicago?
No. A fire.
Lindsay. What is the April fire?
No.
What was that?
A fire destroyed this historic cathedral in April 2019.
Jorge.
Mason. Jorge.
What is the Cathedral of Notre Dame?
Yes.
Yeah, good
right,
job,
Jorge. 2, Mason 2, Ireland 1, Lindsay Bupkus.
This mass murderer played out his crime in April of 1919.
Ireland.
Who is Charles Manson?
No.
Lindsay.
And Lindsay.
Who is Ted Bundy?
No. This mass murderer played out his crime in April 1995.
Mason. John Wayne Gacy?
No.
He did it again. He didn't answer
the question. I didn't answer his question, but it was wrong anyway.
Anybody?
That's
Jorge?
April of 1995.
Jorge, think Hispanic.
I know who it is.
Well, buzz in again, Lindsay.
Lindsay.
No, you can't buzz in.
Oh, you can. You only get one.
That's Richard Ramirez.
No, it's...
Who is Richard Ramirez?
No, Timothy McVeigh. April
1995. Yeah, he was the worst.
I guess he was.
He's a mass murderer.
Yeah, duh. This siege that resulted in the deaths of 76 people in 1993 occurred.
Mason. That would be, what is Waco?
Yes. This rock group had a hit song in 1981 titled Just Between You and Me, one of my favorite songs. This rock group.
What does it have to do with April again?
Came out in April.
And, I'll give you a hint. They had April in their name.
Ireland. Who are April Wine?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
And April.
What?
April Wine. You never heard of those guys?
Never heard of them.
All right, wait a minute.
I don't know.
Let me update. Right, Mason 3, Jorge 2, Ireland 2. Lindsay, come alive, will you?
Yet to scratch, as Stu Lance
would
say.
In April of 1970, this product was banned from television advertising.
Mason. What is cigarettes?
Yes. In April of 2010, Apple released this product.
Mason. What is the iPhone?
No.
Lindsay. What is the iPad?
Yes.
Okay,
Lindsay's on the board.
In April 1906, the world's most famous volcano erupted.
Mason. What is Vesuvius?
Yes. In April 1982, these two countries went to war over the Falkland Islands.
Mason. What is Britain and Argentina?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Mason's up to Mason has six. Nobody else has more than two.
In April 1932, a $50,000 ransom was paid for the most famous
Ireland. Who is the Lindbergh baby?
Yes. In April 1968, he was assassinated.
Mason. Who is Bobby Kennedy?
No.
Ireland.
Ooh. Ireland.
Who is Dr. Martin Luther King?
Yes.
All right, 6-4, Mace.
In April 1964, this group held 12 positions.
Ireland. Who are the Beatles?
Yes.
6-5, Mace. Coming for you.
In April 1973, these two iconic buildings were completed in New York.
Mason. What is the World Trade Center?
Yes. In April 2006, this leader of a Middle East country was charged with...
Mason. Who is Anwar Sadat?
No.
Lindsay.
Ireland.
Who is Saddam Hussein?
Yes.
7-6, Mace.
In April 1994, this member of Nirvana committed...
Ireland.
Who is Kurt Cobain?
Yes.
Tied up.
In April 1904, Long Acre Square in Manhattan was renamed this...
Mason. What is Times Square?
Yes.
8-7.
In April 1959, these first new American pioneers were introduced.
1959?
These first new American
pioneers of what?
What if I told you that?
Well, give us a little more because we're not going to get it based on this.
Space.
Mason. Who is Neil Armstrong?
No.
Ireland. Well, you said pioneers plural, right?
Yes.
Who are John Glenn, that NASA 7 astronauts?
The astronauts.
That?
There you go. You said the right word. The astronauts.
The astronauts.
Wow, that was just a stupid
question. In April 1974, this historic milestone was achieved in Atlanta.
Ireland. What is Henry Aaron breaking Babe Ruth's home run record?
In April 1860.
Took the lead.
He said he baked his home run record. He said
bake. It's because he's working with me, the word bake.
But they're two different things, though.
Yeah, just give it to him.
In April 1970, this group broke up.
Ireland. Who are the Beatles?
Yes.
Well, you put the Beatles in there twice?
That's twice.
So?
10-8.
That's it.
In April 1968, this president signed the Civil Rights.
Ireland.
Mason.
Who is Lyndon B. Johnson?
Yes. In April 1997, he became the youngest to win the Masters.
Ireland. Who is Tiger Woods?
Yes. In April 1964, Ford unveiled this hot sports.
Ireland. What is the Mustang?
Yes. In April 1956, this actress married a prince.
Mason. Who is Grace Kelly?
Yes. In April, this famous singer.
How many of you guys got left?
I got three more, Michael.
In April, this famous singer was shot and killed by his father.
Ireland. Who is Marvin Gaye?
Yes. Damn. In April 1985, this popular brand made the worst business decision in
Ireland.
Ireland.
What is Coca-Cola?
Yes, how did you know that?
Wait, Ireland's what was it? What'd they do? Now.
They changed from Coke to New Coke.
New Coke.
Oh.
In April 1986, this nuclear accident at Chernobyl.
Ireland. What is Chernobyl?
Nope. I swear.
Nope.
No, Mason.
This nuclear
accident. Mason. 3 Mile. What is 3 Mile?
No. In April 1986, this nuclear accident at Chernobyl happened in this country.
Ireland.
You already did.
Lindsay and Jorge.
Lindsay?
I don't know.
Jorge?
Ukraine.
Yes, Jorge.
Oh, right. Jorge pulls Ukraine.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Ireland 14, Mason 11, Jorge 3, and Lindsay 1.
That was pretty spirited. John and I did pretty well on that.
Lindsay, Jorge, don't you guys know anything?
I gave up like halfway through when they were just.
Hey, we found Ann Wilson singing the anthem, right, Jorge?
Yep.
All right, now Ann Wilson.
Play the bad part.
Speaking of pioneers. One of the iconic singers of all time. Lindsay's been besmirching her from the get-go.
She sang yesterday at the draft as the beginning of the proceedings.
I mean, Chewy, wake up. Gets worse.
Perfectly respectable.
No, it gets worse.
Wait.
Yeah!
She's just screaming.
It gets better. Screaming into history.
We don't have time.
Oh, you're going to miss the ending. This is the best part.
We close the show with the great Hart backup singer. And
here we go.
What a backup singer. Yay, yay, yay.
We will see you Monday.
Sing it, Ann.
Lakers basketball coming for you tonight. Lakers versus Sacramento. Potentially, likely, the return of LeBron James. Dodgers over the weekend in Milwaukee. Bullpen game today. And coming up next for you is Sedano,
Wilson,
LZ,
legend.
And Cap. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.